Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on Thursday, February 14th, 2013, St. Valentine's Day. It is also the 101st birthday of our state, Arizona, the 48th state and the last of the contiguous states to be admitted to the United States of America on this date. 101 years ago, the Buckmaster Show is live, noon to 1, on KVOI, AM 1030, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear our programs anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com, also tucsonsentinel.com and tucsoncitizen.com post our program. Usually within about an hour of the conclusion of the live show, we have the day's show posted to those three websites. We will begin this St. Valentine's Day with a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham. 20 minutes or so past the hour, we'll talk with world-renowned comet discoverer David Levy about the close encounter with an asteroid that is coming up about 24 hours from now. Then at 12:30, we'll hear an amazing story of survival as chronicled in a new book titled Day of the Elephants. If you have a question or comment, we invite you to call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. And we go right to the live line and Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham. Paul, how are you today?
Bill, thanks for having me on. I'm great. Happy Statehood Day and happy Valentine's Day.
Well, same to you, Paul. The Tucson City Council, you and your colleagues looking at regulating yard sales, there seems to be quite a bit of confusion about this. First of all, let me ask you, Paul, are yard sales regulated in any manner right now?
There is some language in the old NPO about yard sales, but we don't have permitting process or anything like that for them. I think there's a lot of discussion that still needs to be had here. There were several different neighbors, several different interests that were discussing it. There are people that take advantage of the situation by having a yard sale every day. Then there's people who have yard sales where they're creating too much traffic. There's also people that are basically running a business out of their home. So there's a lot of different discussion. We're just trying to get it right and be as thorough as possible. I think a good resolution will come to fruition in the next few weeks.
Well, you know, some people knock the council for addressing this and the shopping cart issue, which the council also has formed a task force to look at all these shopping carts that kind of litter the streets. You know, you can knock all this you want, but if there's a perpetual yard sale in your neighborhood that's been going on three, four, or every day, it's a big deal to you. Isn't that kind of how you look at it?
This is the most important part. Yeah. Most of the time when we bring these issues up, they're issues brought by citizens to us, and we try to examine everything and be thorough and listen. And it's not that, I mean, there's just this misconception that all of us are running around pushing personal agendas, and I can tell you that it doesn't work like that at all. I get suggestions on how to improve the city on a daily basis. Some ideas are great. Some ideas are a little left field, but, you know, we try to examine and take a look at them, and some of them just don't make sense at all. And you, in a very nice way, you have to say, we really can't do that because. But you try to be as thorough as possible. There was a discussion of yard sales. A number of community activists and neighborhood folks wanted to examine it, so we did. Same thing happened with shopping carts. You know, it's not, look, do I really want to spend 2 hours talking about shopping carts? No, but it's part of the gig, and it's part of what we have to do as public servants, and we do it.
Paul Cunningham is with us on the Buckmaster Show. You know, I have not gotten an update. I've really heard nothing about the Fred Enck golf course closure. There had been some talks that the course would get a reprieve. What's the latest on that golf course situation?
Still too early to tell. I mean, the golf course, we can't keep the golf course if we're going to lose money on the golf course. But I'm of the belief that a remedy can be found, whether a public-private partnership or even the city improvement of play and more rounds per year happen. that the golf course will find a way to balance and pay its own way. And if it is, then it should stay. And if it isn't, then we got to look at other options. I think it's really important for my office to work with Ward 4 and Councilmember Scott and see kind of what the different contingencies on the east side want to see and what kind of resolution they want to see. And we'll try to make the best decision for Tucson as possible. But my opinion is if the golf course is paying its own way and we can work something out in conjunction with Pima College, Santa Rita High School, we can have a really terrific city asset out there.
There was a front page story about the mega dorm developer reneging on promises. The neighbors are very upset over in the West University neighborhood. They're upset about all the parties that are going on and the noise. What's the latest on that?
Well, it's an ever-growing, evolving issue, and that is that when you get a bunch of people who are between 18 and 22 in one area, and they want that they're living a different lifestyle than the person down the street who has been in the same home for 30 or 40 years. It's that we started with the mini dorm. It's evolved into the mega dorm, the mega private dorm. You know, this is going to be a process. It's going to be probably a long process, and it's going to be something that if we can work to. I mean, nobody can predict the future. Everybody says that they've got remedies, and this is going to be great. But I think it comes down to people and people working together and getting it going right. In my ward, the real discussion is about adult care homes and how many adult care homes can you have on a street? And can we engage that industry as well as the neighbors to try to find some reasonable solutions and reasonable plans where we don't get into a situation where we're arguing about zoning down the road? So it's all about being proactive and trying to find ways. This is going to be a growth process. Hopefully we can find some ways to have you're going to have a dorm that is catering 90% to 90% college students, whether they be Pima Community College, some of the local private colleges here, or the University of Arizona. We've really got to find a way to try to interact the student code of conduct in with some city ordinances, so that we have the neighbors, the university, the educational institution, and the municipality all on the same page.
You know, so it gets back to whether it's shopping carts, whether it's a yard sale, whether it's noisy neighbors, whether it's too many adult care homes. It may not be a big deal to you, but it's a big deal if you live in that neighborhood. Isn't that it?
Well, it may not be a big deal to you, but it's a big deal to somebody. And that's it. I mean, it may be a big, and if it's a big deal to 6, 7, 8 constituents for different reasons, then we got to take a look at it. And that's it. We try to be as responsive as possible, and at the same time, we try to do things like increase the economic pie and bring surplus jobs here and create job incentives, and we try to bring soccer here or things like that. We try to find a way to cut government waste. We had some departments that and quite frankly, in the past few years, that you could tell were kind of mismanaged, and we'd go to the city manager and say, you've got to find a way to get that department or that situation under control, and you know, it's a constant thing. You direct the city manager to do the best you can do, and I think we do our best, and there's some things that are going well. We've got a higher commercial occupancy rate here in Tucson over the last couple of years. We've got sales tax increasing. We've got some surplus jobs and some things. I went to a lot of ribbon cuttings last quarter. We're finally getting some real progress on roads. I mean, it took a long time, but with aside from the $20 to $30 million influx we're going to have, aside from some of the RTA projects that are actually breaking ground, we also have some better resource management in that department. We're seeing some progress made with micro-surfacing and chip seal projects that we didn't have before, so we're seeing some progress on residential roads as well as some of the thoroughfares. So again, but there's other things happening that aren't so good, and you know, we're still having some trouble with low priority emergency call response, and you know, we haven't finished on how we're going to do the shifts at the 911 operators. So there's always stuff to do, and you got to keep track of all of it. You got to do your best. And also, we have the budget season coming up, and I haven't had a pleasant budget season yet. Every year, we're told we're looking at a hole of some type, and we've got to figure out how to address it. My first year, we were looking at $50 or $60 million deficit. We got it all done without laying off any cops and fire. And this year, you know, the same thing. And again, it's just a function of the responsibility as a public servant. It's part of the gig, and you do your best every day.
Let's go now to Tom to the Buckmaster Show live line, and he does have a question about possibly cutting the police force. Go ahead, Tom. You're with Councilman Paul Cunningham.
Councilman, are you going to cut police and fire?
I think the first year when I was here, there was a proposed 15% cut across the board, including police and fire, which looked at 100 things. I went against the manager's recommendation and got the votes to make sure that that would not happen. That will. I can't speak for the rest of the council, but we're not. Police and fire being cut happens over my dead body, period. I mean, I just don't want to see that happen at all. If anything, we need more police. I'd like to see us have 1,000 boots on the ground. That's what we can afford. That's what we're budgeted for. We're 998. I'd like to see us get to 1,000. Right now, we've got some vacancies. We've got some morale issues. We've got to get that under control and do our best. I think we've got some great. We have one of the best, most well-trained professional police departments in the world, and we built that reputation over a long period of time. We need to keep it. As far as our fire department goes, they're outstanding, and we need to take care of the men and women to take care of us.
Thank you very much, Paul Cunningham. Have a great day.
Thank you.
The Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson wants to remind all pet owners that February is National Pet Dental Health Month. If you're concerned about your pet's bad breath or dental health, please come see one of the board-certified dentists at 4909 North La Cañada Drive in Tucson, 795-9955, or visit them on the web at vscot.com. That's Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscot.com. That's vscot.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. This literary extravaganza is unlike any other. It is 10 acres of books, authors, exhibitors, food, fun, and entertainment, and it's all free. Arizona Party Rental is a great partner for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus, March 9th through the 10th.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, We help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City, which is one of America's top 100 arts communities in the United States. There are plenty of great accommodations in Silver City, including Little Toad Creek Inn and Faywood Hot Springs Resort. For more, go to southwestnewmexico.org. Well, a 150-foot-wide asteroid about the size of half a football field will pass closely by Earth's orbit within the next 24 hours, actually about 24 hours from right now. The space rock will come the closest known distance to Earth in history. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line from his observatory in Vail, Arizona, Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science and the former science editor of Parade Magazine and now head of and founder, along with his lovely wife, Wendy, of the Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy, one of the most successful comet discoverers in history with 23 comets to his credit. David, how are you?
Do I have the honor of talking to Sir Bill Buckmaster?
No knighthood yet, David.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Hey, David, should I be worried? I mean, how close is this encounter?
I would wear a helmet, and I would stay inside, and I would listen to the Big Bang Theory. And I'd watch as many episodes of that as I can until the asteroid fills away.
Will this asteroid be, will we be able to view it, or is that going to happen in another part of the world?
It's going to happen in Europe. So I suggest that you and me and all of your listeners get on a great big plane, a cruise ship, preferably one with fuel and food, and sail over to Europe and see this thing, because if we were over Europe now, we would be able to see it as an eighth magnitude object sailing past the Earth. It's not going to be visible from here. When it does get visible from here, it'll be down to about 11th magnitude. We're going to miss it, unfortunately.
This asteroid is known as 2012 DA14. It is a pretty close encounter, though. It's, I guess, within about 17,000 miles, which puts it kind of inside the satellite belt. So, I mean, potentially, it could hit a satellite or something, couldn't it?
It's actually going to go within the satellites.
Okay.
Potentially, but I think the chances are almost negligible that will happen. I wouldn't worry about it, Bill.
Okay. Hey, how was your trip to Indianapolis?
Oh, it was great. Thank you. I went there last week. I missed my wonderful, lovely wife, Wendy, very much during the trip, even though I was just gone for a day and a half. But the lecture went okay. It went pretty well. I gave myself a B- on it. And to make up for it, Wendy and I went out to Tombstone yesterday. And we fought it out with the Clanton gang.
I assume that was Valentine's Day coming a day early for you.
Pre-Valentine's Day.
You know, we talked about the asteroid. What about comets? This is supposed to be a really good year for comets.
Oh, Bill, this is... I'm so glad you asked that because the first of the two biggies, Comet Pan-STARR, is named after the mission that is searching for these comets, is coming up now, and next month, in about 2-3 weeks, it should come into the northern sky as it gets brighter and brighter. And there's some controversy as to how bright it'll get, but I think it'll be easily visible to the unaided eye next month, and it'll be heading due north. It's going to be I hope it'll be a beauty, but certainly with a telescope, you'll be able to see it. But that is just a warm-up compared to the great comet Ison, which is on its way in December. And Ison may be from the same cracker barrel as the great comet of 1680, which is one of the brightest comets ever in human history. And so we don't know if it's going to be that bright or not, but it's predicted to be at its perihelion as bright as magnitude minus 10, which is about as bright as the full moon.
Wow, that could be a wonderful Christmas present. You know that 1680 comet, there was a lot of literature written about that, wasn't there?
Yes, there is. There was a lot. In fact, thank you for suggesting it, because I will be looking up some of that literature as I write my article today for the University of Tampa. But I do have my quote of the month, and today's quote for you and your listeners is from Immanuel Kant, and it was in his Critique of Pure Reason, published in 1781. And he says, "There are two things that fill my soul with holy reverence and ever-growing wonder. The spectacle of the starry sky that virtually annihilates us as physical beings, and the moral law, which raises us to infinite dignity as intelligent agents." And that's something for your listeners to think about today.
Thank you, David. A spring meteor shower coming our way.
We do have a spring meteor shower coming, and the Sigma Leonids are coming. We have meteor showers coming from Virgo, the Virginid stream of showers. There are about 5 or 6 of them. And then later on, we'll talk about it more next month, will be the Lyrids, which is a major meteor shower coming up at the end of April.
As you know, Orion is one of my favorite constellations, and I was out in the early evening last night. It looked really nice, almost
wasn't it ever?
Directly overhead. You can't beat it.
Now, you can't beat it, and here's a little bit of a suggestion for your listeners. You go outside and you see the quadrilateral of Orion that surrounds the three stars in the belt. The star to the upper left could become a supernova at any time.
Wow.
Highly unlikely in our lifetime, but it could. There's no reason why not. And if that happens, that star will suddenly become as bright as Venus or more. It could become as bright as the first quarter moon, easily visible in the daytime, as it blows away its entire outer shell, leaving only its core. And as the star collapses within a couple of minutes, it could form a belt black hole. And that
Whoa.
Could happen in our lifetime, but more than likely not. But it's something to think about these days as we celebrate our Valentine's Day, Bill.
Yes, and we're going to be wrapping it up here very soon, but I did want to ask you about this very cold weather. I mean, I can't remember in almost 25 years living here in Tucson that we have covered the plants as many times this winter as we have, even did it again last night. That has affected your viewing at your Vail Observatory in Vail, Arizona, hasn't it?
It did. No, I was out this morning, and it was pretty nippy, but it wasn't too bad. The temperature, as long as it stays above freezing, the telescopes and computers are fine. If it gets well below freezing into the 20s, then I worry about them, and I usually don't go out.
And, of course, we keep our fingers crossed for David Levy and his observatory team as they search for that elusive Two dozen, the 24th comet. Yeah. David, the best to you and Wendy this St. Valentine's Day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure hearing
and
from
I'll
you.
I'll speak with you next month.
All right. Thank you. Bye. David Levy talking with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line from his observatory in Vail, Arizona, where he searches the night sky for another comet. He's discovered 23. He's in the market for number 24. Lots going on in our night sky, and it's always a pleasure to have David Levy, one of over two dozen contributors to the Buckmaster Show on at least a once-a-month basis. You can see the whole list of our contributors, and we urge you to do so at buckmastershow.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. One passenger on the disabled cruise ship slowly heading to shore says conditions on board are simply terrible, with sewage on the floors and cases of food poisoning. And this passenger says some elderly people on board have fallen and hurt themselves. The CEO of U.S. Airways says the airline's merger with American will actually help consumers by creating a bigger rival to United and Delta. It's an $11 billion deal. As President Obama pushes for an expansion of preschool programs, during a visit today to Georgia, his education secretary is warning senators that pending budget cuts in those programs could be devastating to current students. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 7 points. The NASDAQ is up 2. More details at
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
I'm Bruce Beach, one of the founders of the Tucson Festival of Books. The festival attracts over 100,000 people, 450 authors, and 250 exhibitors over a three-day period. We work with over 30 different vendors, and it's a pleasure working with Ken and the Arizona Party Rental team. They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus, March 9th through the 10th.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Mm-hmm.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Over the next half hour or so, you are going to hear an incredible story. A story that will sound like fiction, but the story is all true. It is the story of Rolandia that began in West Africa, in the nation of Liberia, on September the 12th, 1990, and will end many years later here in southern Arizona. It's a story filled with irony and incredible twists of fate. Roland Diaz's story is now chronicled in a new book titled Day of the Elephants, written by Tucson resident Ron Swagger and Ed Chin. Mr. Chin is the author of Footprints in the Sea. Let me read a bit from the back cover of the book, Day of the Elephants. Try to imagine that you are an 8-year-old boy living in a village of peace, a life of peace, safety, and familial love. But suddenly you're caught in the explosion of death. In an instant, everything familiar is destroyed. You leave your childhood forever. For the next 20 years, you see the darkest possibilities of humanity. And then you touch the majestic beauty and grace that triumph over darkness. This is a story you will not forget. And I picked up this book and I couldn't put it down. It is a story, believe me, that you will not forget. Joining me in studio is Rolandia and Ron Swagger. Mr. Swagger, a Tucson businessman, an entrepreneur who knows his life changed the day he met Roland and heard his story. First of all, Roland and Ron, welcome to the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Bill. And we are so grateful and thankful for this invitation to appear on your show.
Tell me about the background, the first time you met Roland, and how that changed your life, Ron.
Well, it was a very interesting sequel of events. I owned a company called Christian Companion Senior Care, which was a non-medical in-home caregiving agency. And one Friday afternoon in May of 2009, Roland walks in the office, and we met there. And I asked him point blank, why do you want to become a caregiver? He answered the question, but I didn't recognize the dialect. And I said, where are you from? And he said, well, Liberia. And I said, well, how'd you get here? And he said, it's a long story. Do you have time? And an hour and a half later, I left talking with Roland in tears.
And you knew you really had to put this on paper.
I started that weekend writing an outline, writing the brief manuscript seeking a co-author, because I am not a journalist, I am not an author, but I did find someone, Ed Chin, who is my writing partner in this, and we collaborated for a year and a half, and then finally documented the book.
Roland, what's the significance of the title Day of the Elephants? What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, from Liberia, our culture, you know, we always say when two bull elephants fight, the ground suffered, which is whenever there's a civil war or a conflict in the country, entire generation, a young generation get swept out of the line. So the Day of the Elephant is when two bull elephants fight in the village, the ground suffer.
When bull elephants fight, the grass always loses, the African proverb.
Yep.
And you know, I like that because in the end there, sure, you've got two, like civil war going on. The elephants are fighting, but in the end, everybody loses.
Yes, yes. Everybody loses. It should be, you know, adults, young kids, and, you know, people that are in school, and everybody, you know, you lose your homes, you lose your businesses, and you lose everything.
Let's talk a little bit about that day, September the 12th, 1990. You were leading a pretty good life, weren't you, at that point,
yeah,
up to that point?
Yeah, as a kid, you know, my parents were very successful. We live in a very decent home. We have everything. My dad have a car. He have a nice business. Everybody knew him in the town, in Zwedru. Zwedru is in Liberia. Is
your
the capital.
Your dad was well-respected, a merchant in the
yep,
town, and,
yep.
and everybody knew the family,
yep.
and you were really kind of the family,
yep.
as we say in America, Roland, kind of pillars of the community.
Yes, yes. You know, he supplies on schools, you know, supplies, and you have foods, you know, in the stores and everything. Everybody visited my dad's store. Anybody go to Liberia today, you cup of brown tea in Zwedru, everybody knows him. So, you know, my family were pretty much happy. We were a happier family. Our dad was building our future. And one morning, you know, this is what happened. A rebel group attacked our town, our homes.
You're 8 years old.
And
you're in
little,
school. You're yeah. wearing your school uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, civil war has broken out in Liberia, and that civil war touches your town.
Yes.
And you actually go into hiding in your home.
Yes.
Under a bed, right?
Yeah, under yeah. the bed, because
yeah.
my Uncle Paul at the time, my dad's younger brother. So, you know, in Africa, whenever you have the wealth, you have all your family, your brothers and sisters, everybody come and take a piece. So Uncle Paul was with my dad. You know, that morning, dad went to his business ground, and my mom left with my two siblings. So I was home, you know, with my uncle, one of my cousins, my grandma, and my Uncle Walter. So that morning, when the people attacked his house, when we heard shooting, Uncle Paul, who was my younger uncle, try to, you know,
shield you.
Yeah, put her in the room under the bed and say, you know, let's stay here until it ceases down, then we'll find a refuge. So,
but the gunmen come to the house, you're under the bed,
yeah.
and the adults die.
Yeah, this is what happened, you know, in Liberia. I'm from the Crown ethnic group.
Which group?
Crown, K-R-A-H-N, is
okay.
the Crown ethnic group.
Okay.
And the president at the time, Samuel Doe, he was from the Crown ethnic group. And because my dad was well known as a Crown elder in the town, and when the rebel attacked the town, they wanted to go to this guy who had money and, you
yeah.
know, to loot and, you know, to get rid of him because they had the Crown people in power, you know. So when they came there that morning, they're trying to, like, you know, saying we're going to kill the, I'm sorry for the expression, but they said we're going to kill the Crown dogs, you know, we're going to kill he and his family.
They wanted to wipe the whole family out.
Yes, yes.
And anybody of your ethnic, of that particular tribe, basically.
Yeah.
They were all being targeted.
Yes.
So the adults in the house are killed. You don't know where your parents who have gone to town, you don't know where they are.
No.
You think they've been killed.
That was my thought for so many years, for over 20 years, you know. And when they came to kill my grandma and they killed my uncle, when as a little boy coming down from the room with my Uncle Paul running down steps, we saw two people laying out in the pool of blood, and you know, it was scary, but we was running because my Uncle Paul was the only adult holding both of us, and on the way my cousin got hit by the bullet, by straight bullet, so we were still continuing our journey. It was sad, but yeah.
We're going to pick up the story after we take a break, but that's going to come up in a moment. We're speaking with Roland Dia and Ron Swagger. Ron has put together a book called Day of the Elephants. It's basically the story of what Roland went through. And it really, as we're listening, Ron, it is so captivating. I can see how you just weren't, when the first time you heard it, you didn't believe it. I mean, it just was hard to believe.
Extremely hard. What Roland's experiences, what he experienced starting as an 8-year-old boy, and we'll get into the rest of the story later, but it's just incredible.
Yeah,
incredible.
That's coming up after the break. There's so much more about this story as we talk about Day of the Elephants on the Buckmaster Show.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We are talking about the book Day of the Elephants. The author, Ron Swagger, a Tucson businessman and entrepreneur, is with us, and it's basically the story of Roland Dia. And Roland, who was a refugee for so many years in West Africa. We've been hearing his story about how his life changed September 12, 1990, as civil war broke out in the country. He was hiding under the bed. Relatives in the house were murdered, but he managed to escape to neighboring Ivory Coast. And there really is a couple of, Roland, a couple of guardian angels in this story, correct?
Yes, I would start with my Uncle Paul, who took care of me in the forest for so many years, who cared about me, who protected me from harms, and Uncle Paul was my first.
He hid you in the forest, and eventually you were able to cross over with Paul's help into the Ivory Coast, where you became a refugee for many years.
Yes.
Then there was another guardian angel who basically adopted you.
His name was Henry Paulette. Henry Paulette took me from the refugee camp to Abidjan. Abidjan is the capital city of Ivory Coast. And he took care of me. He sent me to school. He paid for my schooling until I graduated. And after graduation, 2 years later, and I was accepted on the repatriation program to the United States.
And Ron Swagger, this guardian angel, this gentleman who adopted Roland, really was, he wanted to find out what had happened to the survivors of the massacre on September 12, 1990.
That's correct, Bill. He started almost immediately after learning of the massacre to search out any survivors of the Dia family. And he searched for years, and he came upon the refugee camp in the Ivory Coast, which Roland migrated to, and eventually found him there.
This process of Roland as refugee, then as an adopted son, it went on for 15 years. That's a long time. You went from being a young man, a little boy, who had a pretty good sheltered life for the first 8 years, to really kind of a nomadic life and a dangerous life.
Yeah. From September 12, 1990, my life changed until I got to Abidjan and until I came to the United States. You know, I was from my home that day. We didn't have any shelter anymore. We were living in the forest, sleeping on the floor, eating from trees, from whatsoever we can eat to survive. Uncle Paul was the one who was providing for me, pretty much.
What happened to Uncle Paul?
Uncle Paul, when we was in Ivory Coast, some gunmen came and attacked Ivory Coast, and they said because it was some Liberian people that came and did it at, so they were hunting Liberian people again. So any male from 11, 12 years old, they will kill you. So Uncle Paul died while I was in school that day on June 13, 1995.
So the violence followed you really in the Ivory Coast.
Yes.
It spilled over into the Ivory Coast.
Yes.
Now, the amazing thing, Ron, is that this is really a story about faith.
Absolutely. And that is the foundation of what happened to Roland. his family's faith, Roland's faith, all the way through his adventure through Liberia to the Ivory Coast to the United States. None of his faith or his family's faith failed them. And that was the catalyst which brought them back together eventually. And if it wasn't for God and their faith, none of this would have happened.
You thought your parents were dead. Is that correct, Roland?
That was my belief.
Up until when?
Up until 2005, when I first when I have my friend, a friend in town as a refugee. He usually send money back to his family, you know, to help them.
How did you find out that they might still be alive?
Oh, he and I, we usually go down to MoneyGram and Western Union to send money. And I asked him, who do you send the money to? And he told me, oh, I still have my parents in Africa that I support. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then the next time we went there, I said, well, I will send some money too to your parents because
this
I don't have
after,
one.
This is after you had been relocated to Tucson,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you were sending money back.
Not me.
Or he was sending money back through Western Union to Africa.
Yeah.
And he was
sending it to his parents.
Yeah.
And I told him because I didn't have parents, so I wanted some family that were going to be my parent too. So I told him as a brother, I told him, you know what? I will send some money to your mom. Let her know I sent her some money too. So when he sent the money, his mom, he told his mom, this money was from my friend Roland. She said, oh, who is Roland? He said, oh, he's my friend here in the States. So she wanted to talk to me to tell me thank you. So when she spoke to me, she told me, oh, thank you. Who are your parents, you know? Because usually in Liberia is 3.5 million people to 4 million people in a community. Everybody know each other.
Yeah, so she wanted to know, well, who
so
are
So she wanted to know who was my parent, what my last name is. And so I went and I told her my dad name was, my mom name was. And she told me, oh, you said Rebecca? I said, yes. She like, so what your name? My African name is Bele.
Okay.
So she said, oh, Bele, oh, wow. Your mom sometimes talk about her son. During the war in 1990, he got missing. Maybe he's dead. So
separate.
My parents, too, were thinking I wasn't alive. On my end, I was thinking my parents were dead.
And your parents thought you were dead.
Yes. So when I spoke to that lady, she told me, well, I will go and talk to this lady, but I think your mom live on the camp here with us. I didn't believe it at first.
Yeah, you didn't believe it. And how were you able to verify that this was really your mother?
So she told me she was going to make me to talk to my mom. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay. And when? She told me I will call in a couple of days. So when I got home, I bought $50 worth of phone cards because I really wanted to talk to this person for a very long time. So I bought a phone card and kept it. And one day, my friend Angela came over and said, oh, my mom wanted to talk to you. I said, well, we'll call. So when we called, and she made me talk to my mother, and I, you know, I didn't believe it at first because in the past, some people ripped me off with money. They say, oh, we know.
Sure, they're trying to rip you off. But how did you verify it was your mother?
Well, when I did ask, I said, oh, what's your name? She said, Rebecca. I said, oh, okay. So when we were kids, what do we used to do after church? She said, after church, you have to say a Bible verse before you get your meal. So I said, the same Bible verse all the time? She said, no. You Roland, you usually say John 3:16 and Psalm 23:3. And I'm like, oh, and you know, that was both of my favorite Bible verses in the Bible. So I knew she was my mother, you know.
What a story of faith, Ron.
Absolutely, it was just incredible. And this is why Roland left me in tears when I first interviewed him, not interviewed him, but just spoke to him and learned of this remarkable story. And there's so many threads through it, and it's exciting.
It'd make a great movie, and I know you're talking to some people about it.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Marcus De Leon, who is an HBO screenwriter, read the book, and he found it to be remarkable. Manuscript that on cinema has all the elements to be just a wonderfully successful movie.
And Roland, you're involved here. You're a pharmacy technician now here in Tucson. You've really made the most of your new home here in the United States.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I want to say thanks to this country, the United States of America, this one of a country that always think about people who are in trouble, people who, this country that give people a second life. I want to say, I want to extend all my gratitude to the American, to the entire American people, the taxpayer of this country that got me into this country and make me to integrate into this society.
Well, congratulations, Roland D., and I know you're very active in the helping other West African immigrants here in the Tucson area. Ron Swagger, congratulations to you on the book. The name of the book, again, Day of the Elephants, A Story of Lives Lost in Liberia and Found in America. It's available on Amazon.
Amazon and CoolRiver.com.
CoolRiver.com. Bottled Water, thank you both very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you very much, Bill, for having us.
Bottled Water on the Buckmaster Show. All our guests in studio, we provide with Culligan Water. Culligan Water offering the best tasty water you're going to find. That's why we offer Culligan, and our guests love it. John C. Scott comes up from 3 to 5 this afternoon here on KVOI. And tomorrow morning, the Friday edition of Chris and Joe, and our Friday Focus interview on the Buckmaster Show with Cam Juarez, TUSD board member. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.